K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, folks. Here, coming at you on this Monday morning, September 12th, 2022. This is the PPBD edition, a postcast, and going back to volleyball a couple days ago. We're going to put this, obviously, right now is the Ramblers Challenge. Part 1 is up now. This is going to be a combination of the two games. The volleyball team, the women's volleyball team, played 3 of the Ramblers Challenge in Chicago, Illinois, taking 2 of 3 and splitting this recap here. Obviously, if you went back to Rutgers, they took that one in 3 sets and a little bit of a minor setback in that doubleheader on Friday night. They lost to Chicago 3-1 in this game. K-State in game 2 of the Friday night doubleheader, and this one against Loyola Chicago, 35 kills in this one, and he only hit .078 there, failing to break 150 threshold in any of the night's 4 sets. In that one, Sydney Boulding led the Cats in 11 kills with a .391 efficiency, while also leading the team and with 7 blocks in this game. Aaliyah Carter only had 9 kills. Elena Baca was held at only 7. Mackenzie Morris, again, double digits and digits in game 2, 19 digs. And now, or at that moment in time anyways, surpassed 900 career digs. There, now she sits at 916. Morris in game 2 finished with a team high 3 aces, with 2 coming in the final set of this game. Yeah, 3-1. Loyola Chicago at that moment in time was 5-4. Well, they were 4-4 heading into this game. K-State, if you're K-State in that situation, now, spoiler alert, they did sweep St. Thomas, which we'll get into in a couple of minutes here. See, they did sweep St. Thomas, so K-State did take care of 2 of 3 in this. They could have easily swept all 3 of these because the fact that the record just tells me all right here. Loyola Chicago, a 500 team, and you lose to them here. I know it has its peaks and valleys here, but yeah, in a perfect world, you want to beat the teams that you need to beat. And Loyola Chicago was one of these teams, and it just didn't get it done right there. So they split. K-State split the doubleheader on Friday in the Ramblers Challenge there. Now puts you at 7-2. Well, Saturday afternoon, while I was at the lightning delayed game, football game. So go back here real quick. St. Thomas, no match here for K-State. And this one here, the last game, K-State takes care of business in 3 sets. K-State 25, St. Thomas 12 in set 1. Game 2, 25-15. And then game 3, 25-16 there as well. And this time, K-State did hit a lot better. 358 average on its way to a sweep there. Sydney Boulding yet again in the middle of everything. And I think she's getting now a little bit I think she's been kind of under the radar a little bit this year. Last year, it was her first year, and it kind of took her quite a while, maybe the whole entire year. I know the second half she came on, but Sydney Boulding here, start 2022, she's off to a solid start here. So you got 3 girls who can give you trouble every night, and then you have, of course, the wild card but your miss do it all person there, Mackenzie Morris, who's all over the court every night. Aaliyah Carter, you're 1. Elena Baca, 2. Sydney Boulding, solid 3 right there as well. And then you add, yeah, I already said Mackenzie Morris, didn't I? Yeah, I did say that as well. She, Morris and Boulding, getting all tournament team honors in this tournament. Both Boulding and Morris collected their 2nd all-tournament nods of the season there. Again, Sydney Boulding, tremendous there. Boulding in game 3, 4 aces. as my phone continues to go off here. Four aces in this game, and in the first set alone, the Cats finished with 8 in the first game. Morris finished with a dozen digs, pushing her streak to 10 straight matches with at least double digit digs with 10 digs or more than that. The match also marked Mackenzie Morris's 50th career match with double figure digs. Morris, double M&M, Mackenzie Morris, or I'm going to have to start calling her that, M&M, not the rapper I'm talking about, I'm talking about the candy. M&M, oh yeah, they should create K-State M&Ms, because that's what Mackenzie Morris is, any color. They're all the same size, but they come up big in big flavors, and Morris has definitely done that this year. Alina Baca and Shaylee Myers led the offense in this game with 11 kills apiece. Myers hitting a team high in game three, over 474 to go along with 7 digs, 3 blocks. Alina Baca added in 3 aces and 8 more digs. Kaylee Fernholz hit 400 and put down 6 kills in 10 swings. And then you have to add another, the other stellar freshman. You got Shaylee Myers, also a freshman. The other freshman, center Ava LeGrand, controlled the offense in this game, handing out 31 assists while picking up 6 digs and 2 blocks on the evening there as well. St. Thomas only reached the 10 kill mark just once in this match there. Lauren Gavin for St. Thomas led her team with a dozen kills, and Libby Matila ended with 7 on the night there. Susie Fritz there commented on her bench in the final game of the Ramblers Challenge, quote, "I'm excited. At one point in time, I looked out on the floor and we had 4 freshmen on the floor and thought they were playing exceptionally well. I am excited about their development and improvement and excited about their future. The only way they can get better is to get them out there and give them some experience. We finished a stretch where we just played 4 matches in 4 days, so we are experiencing some pretty significant physical, mental, and travel fatigue right now. We thought getting in some fresh bodies could rejuvenate us. The thing I was the proudest of was that we sustained a really high, consistent level of play. We stayed focused and engaged in the match from start to finish," end quote. I'm going to end that right there, folks. So, yeah, I mean, they got another little small tournament coming up this week, if I'm not mistaken there, where they're going to be playing Rice and Creighton there. That's going to be 2 tough opponents there for K-State, and that depth could come in handy. This is good experience for those young girls, and particularly Shaylee Myers and Ava LeGrand, who we continue to call out here on the Volleyball Postcast, here on the Purple Project Podcast. This is going to be good going forward. You know the good old saying goes, you get better as the season progresses, and that's what you want for any sport, for any coach, for any level, whether that is volleyball, soccer, basketball, or football for that matter. So I'm going to be anxious to see how this goes. Obviously, they have played, what, the Invitational, UCF Challenge, and now the Ramblers Challenge, and now they're going to have another tournament here, a short one coming up here in the near future. That's going to be 4 tournaments to start off 2022, and obviously they're going to be getting in right into the gauntlet of the Big 12 with KU to start off conference play. So no rest for the successful in K-State volleyball, women's volleyball anyways, will have that opportunity. So they got 2-3 in the Ramblers Challenge here, and K-State now moves their record to 8-2 on the season now. Great, still a solid start. For all that's worth, still a tremendous start by this team. And let's see here, their next one is on Wednesday night against UMKC. That means Kansas City. And that is in Kansas City at 7 p.m. Central Time as well. We covered it all. And I'm going to add in another girl who was on the stat sheet here. That in the person of Dyla Wilson. 4 kills on the night. She added an ace and a block as well. So from Baca, Myers, Fernholz, Carter, Boulding, Morris, Fernholz. Yeah, the whole nine yards. Myers is named off. This is going to be really good for this team. They're already building that 1-2-3 punch there. Now I add Boulding in that number three spot right there. So huge moving forward. And I didn't mention Haley Warren in there either. So add her, throw her into the mix. The former Florida transfer who came over from Florida last year. Boulding, who transferred over here last year. Elena Baca, who transferred this year. This is really starting to a team that you're going to have to deal with when come conference time. So I've been very impressed with this volleyball team so far here in 2022. And K-State Nation should be excited to where this team goes next. Wednesday, they're stay on the road. They're going to go just 2 hours east to Kansas City to take on UMKC next. The Kangaroos, or they call them Roos, whatever. I'm going to call them the Kangaroos. The next game for the Kansas State Women's Volleyball as they look to continue to build their confidence here, heading toward the last small tournament here, and then they got conference play here in a little while as well. So K-State from the Ramblers Challenge, take 2 of 3 and keep a solid non-conference record at 8-2. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned. I'm going to switch things up on the posting schedule here for the Purple Project Podcast. The postcast of football is going to be coming up tonight. So be on the lookout for that. I'm probably going to step up and do that. Kansas City Chiefs play on Thursday, so I'm probably going to do it solo here to do a little something different here. And then, of course, the weekly edition will be recorded with me and Alex on Wednesday. So you're still going to get two, but I think for the postcast for the Missouri game, you're going to get me instead. So that, look out for that as well. And, of course, that's going to be episodes 120 and 121 this week there as well. Soccer looking to build on an upset win this Thursday against Colorado State. And did see on here who's playing. I think men's golf is about to open up here. Let me see here for a second. Here, before I get into that. Yep. K-State Golf is going to be kicking off somewhat here soon. Cross Country is going to be opening up their second meet of the season as well. So once again, another jam-packed week of K-State sports here in the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed. If you're not subscribed already, welcome on board, and thank you for listening. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. You've been following us for the summer into the fall, or you've been following us since last year. We appreciate your support of this podcast. Make sure you tell a fellow friend about this podcast, because we are going places as well. But that's going to do it on this postcast edition here on the PPBD edition of the show. The Kansas State Women's Volleyball Team take 2 of 3 of the Ramblers Challenge.